This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, sent you. We out you. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 82. We got Miggity Mike, the mayor, in the house. What's going down?
ODB, what's up, brother? Airhead Nation, hello. Just getting ready for that mini trucking Monday.
Hells yeah, and by now some of you have figured out, episode 82, we said, hell, why not? 1982, what a dope-ass year. Rolled in with a little bit of E.T. music, and what's so crazy is I just watched that movie over the weekend, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. But Mike, what's going down, man?
Dude, I know a lot of the mini truckers, they're not crazy about it. There are some out there, but not many. And if you guys are down with it, because I'm definitely down with it, fantasy football is the kickoff. This weekend was fantasy football, the largest freaking fantasy football draft happened this weekend. And so Saturday I had one, today I have one, got another one Wednesday. So guys, Airhead Nation, if you guys are out there listening and you guys are down for some fantasy football, message me and we'll get a damn Airhead Nation fantasy football league going. Just throwing it out there. If we can't get at least 10, it's not even worth doing. But if we can get 10, I'll arrange it, I'll put it together, and we'll get it and we'll do it. So if you've got any mini truckers out there, part of the Airhead Nation that's down for some fantasy football, hit the mayor up and we'll get a damn Airhead Nation league going. So let me know.
Hails to the yeah, brother. I know you're big on it. I, you know, enjoy watching football myself. As I kind of get older, I find myself watching a little less. But everybody says the same thing. If you're into fantasy football, it gives you that whole other realm to watch different players that you normally wouldn't watch. Of course, look at the stats and things like that. I did want to let everyone know that, you know, this episode is brought to you by Slamber Party. There's going to be a little bit more information coming soon. I know that's typically the first week in November, if I remember, Mike. So I know people are looking forward to that show. We'll talk a little bit more about Sick Nick here in a few minutes.
Hell yeah. Slamber Party is always the first weekend of November. And definitely one of those good old camping shows. So if you're in or you're around the area, definitely check out Slamber Party. Because from what I understand, it's a hell of a good time.
You know it, Mike. So we're going to move into our general updates before we get to the scene updates. And Mike, the Sean Randall episode was very well received. Lots of people saying that they love the truck. Even some of the pre-episode photos that we posted, that epic one that he took in front of the Chevy dealership. Man, Sean is an all-around good guy, man.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I look forward to going and hanging out with him there at
Bayou Showdown.
Bayou Showdown coming up. I was trying to remember the dates off the top of my head. The last weekend of September, I will definitely be there. A Road Dog Daniel's riding out with me, arriving Friday, hanging out, leaving early Sunday so we can get back to work on Monday. But you guys definitely want to be there and check out a Bayou Showdown, and it's going to be a damn good time, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, the 29th and 30th. It was also great that he mentioned he's going to come to Slam Fest. He'll be there in that Hammered Weekend Wear booth. They'll be slanging the new shirts, so we're looking forward to the Vanilla Ice truck shirt. Definitely going to be good times. Now, the next episode if all the planets align, as Papa Smurf would have said, the next episode will be Women Inspired. So we're going to nail down a few other details that we have around that. We said earlier in the year, we want to continue to push that Women of the Scene hashtag. And there's a lot of great ladies out there. So we're looking forward to syncing up with some of them here soon, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And just throwing it back real quick. The Bayou Showdown show shirt with Bobby Mast Tahoe on it. Holy shit. After our Fuel Market Designs absolutely killed it. It's one of the best damn show shirts I've seen, designs I've seen out there. And if you guys haven't seen that one yet, going to the show just to get one of those show shirts is worth admission alone. So definitely check that out. Just go hit up Bayou Showdown on Facebook and scroll down to the event page. And then there's a picture of the event shirt right there. And that bitch is bad. I can't wait to be sporting one of those Bayou Showdown shirts for sure.
Yeah, you need to get Bobby to sign that one, man. That'll be epic.
Hell yeah.
So I mentioned 1982. We said, hey, what's the theme of this episode? And hell, why not? Rolling with some E.T. music. What was crazy, Preston and I, on this past Saturday, it was later in the day. We had met up with some friends, and we were coming home, and he's like, man, let's go to Best Buy. And I'm like, why? And I knew he had this little plan, and he was trying to get something from one of the Samsung phones for Fortnite, and he had this little kind of scheme he was going to do. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm down for a good scheme, so let's roll over there. But, you know, so we're walking around, and I'm not an in-store shopper a lot now. You know, I go to a store, I kind of know what I want, but this time I'm walking around. Of course, I go right for the music, and, you know, many of you know, I mentioned this a few months ago, Best Buy nor Target, they don't sell music anymore, so there's like empty racks where the CDs used to be. So I'm like, well, damn, what am I going to look at? Check out the movies. I'm like, eh, I don't buy a lot of hard copy movies anymore, but they had E.T., which I probably have a couple, various copies, but it was the Blu-ray, it was the DVD, and then it was the digital. And I'm like, well, for $9.99, I can get it. And some of you may know there's an app called Movies Anywhere. And if you download that app, what you basically do is you log in after you set up your Movies Anywhere account. And, you know, you tie in your iTunes, you know, your Apple and Google, and then any movies that you've purchased, you know, cross-platform, it brings them all together. So then you can go on your Apple TV and watch all the movies that you had from Google and vice versa. Makes it very simple. It really should have been that way, you know, the whole time we're buying movies, but hey, now it's there. So Preston and I watched it. More or less, Mike, I watched it because I'm like, hey, Preston, come on, man. You know, this is Steven Spielberg, man. This is classic. He's like, yeah, you know, I don't want to watch that crap, Dad. I mean, it's crazy how far it's come, you know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, you know, long story short, ended up watching it again. It had been maybe like a year since I had seen it. After I had went to one of the BMX events a little over a year ago, Bob Harrow was there. He got me doing some research because he was in the movie. He did some of the stunt writing. So, man, what a great transfer over to digital. It was awesome. So, you know, I thought, hey, what a cool theme. But Mike, you know, a lot of other cool shit happened in the year 1982, which, by the way, of course, is the year that E.T. came out. Yo, yo, it's ODB. Make sure you're visiting hammeredweekendwear.com. That's H-A-M-M-E-R-D, weekendwear.com. Not only do they have baddest clothing in our scene, they also have some really kick-ass banners going for $40. Make sure when you check out, you enter OLP into the notes for an extra little free gift. Also, make sure you're visiting All Time Low Magazine via atlmagazine.com. Click on online store and go ahead and buy some individual issues as well as pick up the subscription. Issue 14 is currently now available. So make sure you cop that Vert Alert cover issue before it's sold out. We appreciate y'all. Now back to the episode. And one of the things that comes to mind, I did a little research earlier. You know, you had May 30th, Indianapolis 500. So there was a classic finish. I think it's the closest finish to date. And that was, I think, Gordon Johncock. He won the second race over Rick Mears that year. You had Epcot opened in 82 over in Orlando. John DeLorean was arrested for selling Coke. And then just 11 days later, DeLorean Motor Company ceased production. Hell, Michael Jackson released Thriller. It was, up until a week ago, the greatest, I think, American album of all time in terms of in the U.S. sales. The Eagles now apparently have the greatest hits have surpassed that. And then you had tons of cool movies, like I said, E.T., a couple others that stick out to me in terms of TV shows was like Cheers started that year, Knight Rider, Family Ties. You know, just an all-around good year. Probably not my favorite year in existence, Mike, but early 80s was some cool shit, man.
Well, man, I don't know about you, but I was a little too young to be remembering a lot of the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I go back and research it. Yeah, I go back and research it, and I'm like, you know, I bet you I was watching that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, yeah, we can do all the research we want, but I'm just sitting here saying, I was like, shit, I don't remember it, you know?
Dude, man, I remember a lot of vivid things, and for some reason, I wish my dad was still here because he would, I want to say that my parents, they did take me to E.T. I have photos of being pretty young at Epcot, but I was like, wow, I don't think they showed movies there. But apparently, I remember my dad telling me that he did take me to see that, so I guess I wish I could research it more, but I think maybe that was the first movie I ever went to. I don't know.
I do know that we watched that movie freaking 100 different times. I do know we went to the drive-in movie theater and seen it at the drive-in movie theater, because I do remember asking my mom if damn E.T. went on the other side of the, if he went right through the movie theater screen and kept on going with his bike. But that I do remember. But I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, after you sit here and think about it, but it's like, man, that was a long damn time ago. We're getting old, man. We're getting old. You know what else I did see over this weekend is, and I think you just got done saying this, but they were showing Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3,
yes,
all over again, the other day. I don't remember what station it was on, but it was like, I was like, damn, this must be Jay's favorite station right here, because they were showing all three of them.
Yeah, Maddie
back to back.
She'll usually put that on when they're on, and she'll yell from the other room, hey, it's on such and such channel. But I've watched it so much. I mean, I do, you know, still love it. It's one of those universal movies. And, you know, it's just, it's classic. But, you know, for me, movies really capture, like when I watch E.T., you can kind of tell, like, you know, it's around 82, 81. The kids are over, like, on a Friday night. They order the pizza. They've got the BMX bikes, which was genius for Spielberg to come up with. I forget. I read something that talked about how he had the idea of the BMX bikes. And, you know, that was right in the mix. I mean, bikes were around before then. But, I mean, those Kuwaharas, when we had Billy on before and we talked a little bit about it, I mean, what a marketing genius plan. And then the rest was history. But those bikes, actually, they just did a pre-order, and places like Planet BMX up there in Jacksonville, they were re-releasing it. I don't know what anniversary, if it's like the 30th, 40th, I don't know. But they're re-releasing some of those original bikes, man. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Oh, hell yeah. And I tell you what, those bikes, I see them pop up on Facebook, Instagram all the time, where these people are finding the old ones and refurbishing them. And dude, there's some cool shit, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, brother, it is. It's like someone one time said, I think I said this before, but someone asked, they're like, what's up with all the bikes at shows? And it was just like a casual question on our Facebook page. And then Fester from South Florida, he chimes in. He's like, midlife crisis for Ballard or something. And I just died laughing because, you know, a lot of us are getting to that coveted 40, you know, Mike, you know, a little older, but, you know, that 40, 45,
yeah.
it's like we're trying to relive our memories. You know, the older guys are like, man, you know, midlife crisis, I'm going to get me a 77 Corvette or, you know, whatever car they wanted in high school. And for us, it's like, dude, I want a GT Pro Performer.
hell yeah.
Well, good stuff. Well, let's talk a little bit about the scene updates. So I know you've had a little bit of contact with Chris Hamilton over at Street Trucks. We've teased a little bit that we're going to have him on soon. We wanted to have him on this episode. It just didn't work out with me traveling last week. But, Mike, I've seen a lot of cool things. What's your kind of feeling with the whole street trucks? Because you remember just it was a few months back that he went out to scraping the coast, man.
Oh, absolutely. I know ever since he has taken over, he has been, I mean, he's been out and about and he's going everywhere. And it seems like every time you turn around, he is really amping up that street truck social media outlets. And he's doing some really cool changes. You know, it's just like me and you were talking the other day, you know, about, you know, like the artwork in the back of the, you know, talking about the shows and including their artwork in with the shows. You know, it's just like little things like that that you notice that are changing. And I know he's reached out to me a couple times and he's definitely got some, I don't want to, you know, let the cat out the bag. I don't want to let the cat out the bag, but there's definitely some other things that are coming, you know, that he's getting ready to do with street trucks. So, but definitely, I mean, he's out there and he's about, and he's definitely going to be at Slam Fest this year. He's going to be there. Joe Greaves is going to be there with him, shooting vehicles, looking for features. And there's going to be plenty of, and I know he's already reached out to quite a few of the guys that are coming to Slam Fest for features. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it's going to be on the cover, but it's definitely going to be featured. But there's going to be some trucks that are going to be at Slam Fest. And I don't want to give anything away yet that, if I'm not supposed to, but
sure.
Definitely been told that there's gonna be quite a few trucks that are going to be at Slam Fest that are going to be featured or possibly on the cover of upcoming Street Trucks magazines. You know, can't take nothing away from our boy, you know, Mr. Rich over at ATL. But it's good to see, Street Trucks, you know, it looks like they got like new life into the magazine. And Chris is definitely doing some big things over there, and it's good to see. Hopefully Street Trucks hangs around because of what Chris is going to do. He's got some big things. He's got some big things planned. So hopefully that works out.
That's it, my man. And I think on the last episode, I had hinted that change is good, even though a lot of us may not like it. You mentioned, you know, like I'm looking at the new October 2018 issue. Event scene on page 120. So you've got, of course, Slam Fest is called out, if I remember correctly, if I'm looking at the right issue. You have also, okay, so yeah, so I'm actually looking at page 118, event scene. So you've got Slam Fest in there. You know, we'll cover a couple of the cool things that stuck out to us, as Mike kind of alluded. But, you know, one of the things that jumps out is you've got two pages now with event scenes. And on, you know, you flip the page, of course, and then you've got on page 120. So they've covered from September 8th all the way out to January 2019 with the Grand National Roadster Show. But it is cool that the artwork is there. It gives you a little bit of additional insight into kind of, you know, hey, what's the branding for that show? And then, Mike, I know that Fuel Market does a fantastic job with the artwork, so it's great that it can be kind of showcased also in a magazine.
Oh, hell yeah. And I mean, you definitely don't want to waste that artwork because like you said, Fuel Market does a killer job with their artwork. So it's get it out there and get it out there so people can see it. That's for damn sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Now the cover, you know, when you look at the October issue, you've got the badass Chevy Stepside pickup on it. I think it's a 55. It's a 50s. You even have a primered vehicle on the cover in the upper right corner, which was like a C10 suspension tech. So the cover does have a different look and feel to it. The other thing that Mike and I, that we talked about the other day, that it's like, why did it take so long to get to this in our scene? We preach it too. So does Ronnie, that, hey, Mike, you know, the trucks are a byproduct of the people. You know, these trucks that we build and these airbagged vehicles, that's an expression of who we are. So when you look at a feature, I remember when Phil Gordon shot my S10, bada bing, he took a few cool photos of Preston and I, and those are kind of the outtakes. But they didn't make the feature, which I wish they would have, because, you know, hey, that's who I am, right? My son is right there by my side. But you look at a couple of these features, and you've got like a father-son photo, or you've got a photo of the owner. I think that's badass.
Oh, hell yeah. And especially that whole father-son. And, you know, that I really like.
I totally agree. And, you know, looking at this epic truck, it's actually, I said it wrong, it's a 58 Chevy Apache from Ohio. But you also have, you know, Mike mentioned there the whole Florida connection with Chris. there's a cool feature in here from South Florida. I think it's Miami, and it's a C10 step side, you know, kind of a primered, not primered. It's more of like a, you know, a patina truck. It's got a keg in the back, I think, for the fuel, you know, the fuel cell deal, but it's called the Keeper. You won't see this truck on Craigslist, and it's text by Mike Self, but the photos is Jordan with the last name V, and then you got Chris Hamilton. So it's kind of cool. They did like an indoor photo shoot. You see some vehicles on a rack in the back. Of course, the Florida license plate's there. But, you know, Mike, it kind of shows that maybe that's what they were going for, a little bit more diversification of trucks and you know, where they're at. I mean, hell, from Ohio to have a cover, you know, that's kind of cool. Not saying it's never happened, but it's pretty cool.
AJ, I'm going to interrupt you real quick, buddy. We're sitting here, and I just got done mentioning this, and I said I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if they had announced it yet. Well, 2 minutes ago, they just posted on Facebook, attention truck owners, as you know, SlamFest Car and Truck Show is fast approaching, so I need 10 trucks to join Street Trucks Magazine for a cover shoot Friday, October 12th. I already have a few mini trucks selected. Now I'm in search of some lifted, lowered, and classics. Please direct message a picture of your truck and let me know if you'd like to get involved. So guys, this is 20 years of street trucks. Be a part of their special edition Friday morning before SlamFest. So like I said, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if I was supposed to yet, but they just posted it. So definitely message the Chris Hamilton photos of your because they're looking for lifted trucks, they're looking for lowered, looking for classics. They've already got the minis, I believe, picked out. But if you guys want to get in on this photo shoot and be a part of the special edition 20-year cover photo shoots of street trucks, just direct message Chris Hamilton and get that in. So That's funny the way that shit works out, Jay.
Hell yeah, man. Well, I tell you, just flipping through this issue, it is a great, you know, another great one. I love, you know, we love our print media. It's, you know, just around 130 pages. It's got some fresh advertisements in there. You've got also, I did want to point this out. I threw it in a minute ago, but Scraping the Coast on page 80, you have. What I thought was cool is you have a write-up that's way more in-depth than a typical write-up of a show. You know, it takes up a page and a half pretty much of the write-up. Then you've got variety there. You've got mini trucks. You've got the 88 to 98. You've got an Avalanche in there that's, I believe, in No Regrets. That one of the homies we know in the Lincoln crew, he painted that truck. You have Joe Vincent. He has his artwork here on some of the little surfboard deals. I think they're skimboards, but you know, that's called out here. You know, talking about how awesome the trophies were. You got a picture of Shulman with his two, or I think his son. You know, his kids there, which was cool because we were standing right over there that Friday. You've got Greg Miller, promoter of the event. His C10 has a nice photo in there, and it talks about. It'll be a great model for the camera one day. So, you know, fresh new AccuAir ads. Justin's, looks like his full size is in here as well. And Justin Benoit. But, you know, Mike, again, you know, just to kind of, you know, beat a dead horse, the magazine is well produced, well put together, and we're happy to see the legacy of it carry on.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, but... You know, Chris is doing some big things, guys. Definitely be a part of it and support it. You know, it's just like go out there and support all those magazines. It's just like our boy Rich and Beth Waterman, or I say our boy, but, you know, Rich and Beth, you know, support.
ATLmagazine.com.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for helping me out there, buddy.
Got it. You got it. So next, really quick, I'll hit on this one. Preston and I went on a mission today. We went over to the bookstore. Yes, they still have those. And we picked up the September 2018 Hot VWs mag. It's Hot VWs, Dune Buggies, you know, so on and so forth. But it's a 51 split window. Mike, it never ceases to amaze me that the bugs, the VW bugs, were around for so many years and they rarely changed. I was watching Chasing Classic Cars earlier today, and I think he had like a 45 or 46 in there, a really rare one that was from the States, brought over by a serviceman. And the cars really haven't changed a lot, but when you flip to like kind of the center foldout area, you're going to see some epic photos by John Jackson. This little blue car, that's Sick Chops, that's S-I-C, and then Chops on Instagram. You know, he's built some famous vehicles, including, you know, the badass SUV that was in AccuAir's booth. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of blue. Love the blue color on this car. The interior has Audi seats. I mean, just a wonderful blend of different, you know, color blues. And it also has one-off Colorado Custom, a.k.a. CC Cycle wheels on it. So, Mike, you know, you count the cover, but then you go to the feature and you go 2, 4, 6, 8-page feature plus the cover. So, you know, like 9 pages for a VW car that, hey, you know, these cars are, you know, smaller cars. It's a damn badass ride. So if you get a chance, check it out. I'll post photos of the feature as well.
And Sick Chops, man. What can we say? Those guys, when you talk about quality rides, holy shit. Because I tell you what was it, 2 years ago, we were out at SEMA, and that was by far our baddest, the baddest. There's a lot of bad shit at SEMA. But that vehicle they brought out there was just, that was the top of my list for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's very cool. So if you want to see more, hell, you're probably following him. He's got way shit ton of followers. He's a big supporter of Colorado Custom Wheels. It's S-I-C and then Chops all together. So it's S-I-C-C and then H-O-P-S. Make sure you check it out. So Mike, as we kind of start to wind it down, wanted to talk just a minute before we do our old school Going Postal and ODB Live and Uncut. A couple of show updates. I know we had Sicknick this past weekend, as well as Northern Showdown.
Hell yeah. But you know what else we had that we can't forget about? Can't forget about our boy Ron. His birthday bash was this weekend.
Yes.
And I tell you what, freaking our boy Hank looked like he got hanked, I think is what they were calling it.
Yeah.
And Hank can't hang is what we figured out after looking at all the pictures from this past weekend over there at the Hammered Weekend Wear birthday bash.
Yeah, big ups and happy birthday to Ron.
With that being said, I definitely want to give Ron a big happy birthday, brother.
Hails to the yeah, man. Well, between the Hammered Weekend Wear birthday bash for Riggedy Ron Perkins and then Sicknick, which we heard a lot of good feedback from it. We saw a lot of photos coming out of there. And we saw a lot of people tagging that location, which is important when you have a show. Make sure that the location is taggable, if that's a word, taggable on Instagram. And then we had the homie Dale, who recently guest co-host, Dale Hughes. He was up at Northern Showdown. So make sure you follow that show on Instagram. We'll continue posting over the next probably week or so a few more photos from it. I did hear that Todd Robinson, of course, owner of Big Booty Judy from Acrophobia, he won the Dr. Pepper soda competition. So I did receive a photo from it, not during or after the event. It was actually during the event, and they were chugging those sodas. I don't know how they do it, but that's what I got there, Mike.
there's no chugging a Dr. Pepper. I'd be puking it up really quick. That, and I'd never forget, I did try. I got stuck twice chugging syrup at a truck show one time and then chocolate milk. Oh, my God. Dude, I ain't never puked. I've never puked so much in my whole entire life until all that damn chocolate milk. Oh, that was disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah. And talking about Northern Showdown, a girl, Kate Simpson, looking awful fine. Awful fine up there at Northern Showdown. And of course, she's sporting the Hammered Weekend Wear shirt, Beauty and the Beast. So we'll let you, and of course, we can't forget Mike Simpson, her husband, sitting there chilling and hanging out with his woman, and they're at another show. And that truck's looking all so fine. Look forward to seeing Kate and Mike down at Slamfest coming up here in less than 2 months down here in Tampa, Florida. So Airhead Nation, we hope to see you guys all out there. Shameless plug.
Hey, you know it, brother. Well, also, again, it's Northern Showdown. It's all together on Instagram. We've tagged them. So if you go back to the photo that we posted a couple of days ago of Kate Simpsons, and then we also have a big supporter. His name is Pat Jobin. That's J-O-B-I-N. We tagged Pat as well. He has an epic Toyota extended cab from RA. So make sure you follow Northern Showdown and Pat Jobin. Good people. A lot of good coverage from up there. I know that the homie Chris with the K, he wanted me to come up. I just wasn't in the cards this year with this project that we're working on. Then I had to travel for the week. So we look forward to trying to see maybe we can make it happen next year. But it's great, Mike, to see the scene thriving in so many different states, man.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, because Chris also hit us up, and we are actually going to be up his way next week, this coming up weekend, because my daughter turns 18 and we're taking her to New York, and then we're going to travel up to Canada to hang out and just to go up there and explore. So definitely sorry I couldn't get up there, Chris. Man, we definitely wanted to. I just couldn't get all that time up there.
You know it. You know it. So, Mike, the last thing we're going to, you know, kind of check in. We got just a couple minor other updates. But, hey, when you go postal, man, what's your, you got anything on your mind this week?
Man, I don't know if I'm stealing yours or not, but this is something that just, I can't believe it, man. Here we go again. Something tragic happens to somebody who, a company that supports the scene, and we got some dumbass that wants to go out there and be more worried about the parts, the vehicles, than actually the people that are there, the actual business owner that's probably losing everything, and yet we got some dumbass that wants to worry about the damn parts or the vehicles that are there if they're damaged. That's shit that can be replaced. But what about that damn, what if it, did I hope this person found out if there was people that were injured with this, you know, this devastating fire that happened, this event. And it just blows my mind that somebody would actually go out to social media and be worried about the parts to a damn truck or a car.
Yeah, and I'll preface it and say, you know, we've seen this from the same person that, you know, when there's hurricanes coming, you know, you got people out there, hey, let's pray for the shop so that the shop doesn't collapse and then my truck is gone. Then, you know, in the midst of, you've got club members, fellow citizens, you've got people that are, you know, trying to just, you know, get out of harm's way. Well, then this past weekend, I saw on Instagram that Advanced Plating, they had a massive fire, and it was early in terms of they didn't really know what had happened, but they had posted an aerial photo. I don't know if it was from a helicopter or a drone, but it was a pretty high up photo. And this one person is like, pray for all the parts and the owners of these cars. I mean, this could be devastating. We could have like precious parts that are just gone. I mean, you've got fucking wildfires going in California, right? That is horrific. You've got volcano eruptions and just, you know, that was going on in Hawaii. You've got the hurricane that was just there. You've got all kinds
of... Hey, don't forget about the mass shooting we just had in freaking Jacksonville.
Yep.
So, hey, I hope any of our Airhead Nation or anybody,
yep,
for that matter, in Jacksonville is safe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's just, what I don't understand is, like, you know, we all have different political views and things like that, and that's fine. You know, that's what's good about. But when you have people that are going out there and they're saying, you know, let's pray for the parts, pray for my truck, pray for this shop, not for the shop owner, not for that, you know, Joe Schmo could lose everything. Like, pray that my truck is okay. I mean, it just gets to the point where, like, we're gonna have to soon start calling names out, because it just, you know, all you can do is you can avoid these mother effers at shows, is what I do. You stop following them on Facebook, you stop following them on Instagram, and you try to get away from these people that are just, their minds are like, where the fuck are their minds at? And then you got people screenshotting, sending shit to me, and I'm just like, all I can do is laugh and say, man, God help these people, man. I mean, really, you're asking for people to pray for the parts, these precious parts that could be gone. Who gives a fuck? Humanity, Mike, is worth more than airbags, trucks, our lifestyle podcast. At the end of the day, man, people are worth more than anything, and that's all I got for you, brother.
Dude, and that's ODB and the mayor together going postal.
Yeah, man. Checking it out right there. So
no shit. But hey, ODB, I got a couple shout outs that I want to give out real quick. Our boy Josh Ellis, mad shout out, came back, already ordered shirts from us, came back, ordered hat, OLP hat from us. So dude, Josh, appreciate the support. And Airhead Nation, we got more hats. We actually ordered more hats. So we got more coming in. We got the trucker style hats. We got the flex fit hats. If you're interested, hit us up. Message $25 shipped to your door. Of course, in the U.S., outside the U.S., message us and we'll get you a pricing on shipping. I want to give a shout out to Dale from Canada. Thanks for the pics. Messaged me the other day. He is coming down to Slamfest. And he is driving, like I said, all the way down from Canada. Him and our boy Todd, can't wait to see both of them. Third year in a row for Todd. So mad respect. Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate that. And guys, more shop shout outs are going down. We'll try to get them out by Wednesday. But thanks, Lucky Tramps Customs, for listening. While you're grinding, while you're in the shop, definitely appreciate it. You know, our boy listens all the time, all the way out in California. You know, always got it pumping in the shop. What is it? CNS Metalworks, Chris Burns.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you. And how about our boy? I know you always listen. I know you're gonna get a big smile on your face. But congratulations to Eric, Mexican. Got his truck back, and whoa, holy shit, I know it's just an S10, but damn, does it look good all laid out on the ground like that, man. Congratulations, can't wait to see it. The next step, I know you got painting coming, you got all kinds of stuff still to go, so definitely look forward to seeing it at Slamfest. So guys, that's my shout-outs. Appreciate you guys listening, and be on the lookout. I know me and Jay have talked about this, but guys, I promise you, it's in the works for our second shirt, and you guys, you're going to be blown away when this damn thing comes out. I promise you that. ODB, I don't know if we want to give him a little hint or anything yet, but guys, cannot wait for this new shirt to come out. We're going to make them wait, but what we are working on, or we are working on it to be ready and be at Slamfest. So if you're going to be at Slamfest, we're hoping, fingers crossed, it's going to be there. So definitely stop by the booth. We're going to have a booth inside at Slamfest. Jay's going to be manning the booth. Obviously, I'll be running the show. Jay will be there. Make sure you guys stop by, check out the merch. And if I'm not mistaken, Jay, I think you might be next door neighbors to your boy Ron and our other boy Rich over there at All Time Low Magazine.
I can't wait, man. It's going to be great. I always have a great time at Slamfest. I also want to give a shout out to Dis Guy Customs. That's DisGuyZCustoms. Dis Guy Customs, the homie over in the other side of the world. He's ordered a hat. He's ordered a shirt. He's always posting up. Make sure you follow him. If you look at some of this chassis work that he's doing, it's truly unbelievable. He is a good guy. We've also got a few guests coming on soon from down under, from where he's at. So, you know, again, Disc Guy Customs, huge shout out. He's a big supporter. And then last but not least, you know, Vieira Corp, they continue to support us. You know, Morgan and team, we're looking to further that partnership here through this next year of the podcast. They've always been supportive of the projects that I've had going on. I know they do their best to kind of spread the wealth across the scene and help those that are building some cool stuff. So big ups to them. And then, Mike, the last thing I wanted to mention is what you had reminded me before this episode, before we recorded, is KIK. You know, they're back. It's great to see that. I think it was probably about a year ago, they were devastated there in the Houston area, and they're back. They're bigger than ever, and just want to say big ups to him.
Oh, absolutely, brother. And I don't know if we talked about it enough, but, dude, Modified, seeing you tons of shit going on with you over at Sicknicks this past weekend. And you guys, Casey and Tiffany, doing big things over there. And we will be in touch about partnering up, because we definitely want to get on board. We want you on board with us as well. So I'll be getting in contact with you here shortly.
You know it. You know it. Well, also, I think there's a guy named Sean Cooley. Some people have reached out to us and they said, hey, you got to check this out. I'm not on Facebook as much, so I miss a lot, but he's doing a full tour in his full-size Chevy. He's going from state to state, so I'm sure most of the Airhead Nation that you guys have heard or seen of this, but it's S-E-A-N and then C-O-O-L-E-Y. Look him up. It's a pretty cool thing that he's doing, and we got nothing but for love for someone that, you know, supporting the scene, getting out there, and that's what he's doing.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. And Sean, I believe the message has been sent out. We definitely are interested in having you on, and we want you to come on and tell your story to the whole Airhead Nation, because, dude, it goes hand in hand with what we're sitting here talking about and what you're doing, brother. So if I'm not mistaken, the last I think he's in Memphis, Tennessee now. Where in the world is freaking Sean, man? Sean's everywhere, brother. He was in Key West. I remember seeing him in Key West, and now he's in Memphis, Tennessee. Looks like he's getting ready to stop by and check out Little Shop.
Very cool. Well, the last thing I got is, you know, if you're around my age, this kind of makes you feel maybe a little bit older, but yesterday, the 25th of August, was the 17th anniversary of Aaliyah passing. For anyone that knows her music, you know, a lot of epicness there, especially with Timbaland, a.k.a. Timbo. And, man, 17 years, young, beautiful woman that had passed away. She was about my age too. She was only born like 3 months after I was. So, we lost a good R&B artist, but more than anything, you know, a person. But, 17 years, time flies. So have fun at what you love to do in life and just keep the pedal stomped is all I got.
Hell yeah, Jay. And hey, Jay, with that being said, Airhead Nation,
we out here. Peace.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone?